Gleeson sat watching the tiny mouse babe scrambling up onto his lap.
No, I'm afraid you can't, little one.
The abbot rubbed his eyes wearily, knowing what was coming, as the mouse babe stuck out his lower lip.
But why, father?
Because you have to go to bed.
But why, father?
Because you're only a babe and you need your sleep.
But why, father?
So you can grow up big and strong.
But why, father?
Sister Violet came to the abbot's rescue, sweeping the tiny mouse babe up in her paws. The fat jolly Violet knew how to deal with dibbons, particularly those of the DAB gang.
Gracious me, who wants to go roaming round a dark old abbey all the night? Can't you hear that rain lashing away at our window panes? Some of those stairways and passages can be cold and draughty on a night like this. I knows where I'd sooner be, snug and warm in my nice soft bed. Aye, and that's exactly where I'll be soon. Plenty of time on the morrow to go a-rummaging and searching about. Little'un, you mark my words.
All the time she was speaking, Sister Violet was gently stroking the mouse babe's head. As a result, he had fallen asleep. She crept off to the dormitory, carrying him carefully. Bosie called out to Glisson.
What's the reward to me, father?
Skipper nudged him.
Keep your voice down, matey, or you'll waken the babe.
The abbot replied in an exaggerated whisper.
It's special Redwall Abbey fruit trifle that Friar Skirple has promised to make.
Murmurs of delight echoed about Great Hall. Friar Skirple's special Redwall Abbey fruit trifle was a legendary delicacy. All through dinner, speculation was rife as to where the mystery objects might be found. Every beast seemed to have his or her theory about the location.
Yer, they'll be under e ground, buried someplace.
I think that key'll be our yacht, maybe in the top attics.
Gad, nobody's been up there in 20 seasons.
All the more reason the key will be hid there.
Might not be hidden. There might be a door up in the attics with a lock to it.
Wiser, any key sticking right in a keel. Pull my ear up, poor.
Humphrey Spickle confided to Dwink.
I think that key might be in my gate out, but tomorrow will be plenty of time to start searching for it. The rain's too heavy outside. Any room in your dormitory, mate?
The young squirrel nodded.
Ah, there's a spare bunk or two. But won't that leave the gatehouse unattended, Humphrey?
The hulking young hedgehog snorted.
There ain't been a sign of life crossing the threshold. Not since his reign started 3 days back. It's quiet enough out there.
Abbot Glisson yawned.
Oh, dearie me, I can't seem to keep my eyes open.
The Laird Bosie took out his odd fiddle.
Aye, 'tis this weather, you ken. A wee drop of sunlight on the morrow will liven us up again.
Corpse Snout and Formal Gullab began shepherding the dibbons off to their beds. Even the notorious DAB gang did not complain. It seemed that most Redwallers felt heavy-lidded and languid. Bosie played a beautiful slow air, which conjured up scenes of quiet, heather-strewn glens, with tranquil streams wending through them. One by one, every beast drifted off upstairs, until there was only the Mountain Hare and Samolus Fixer, keeping each other company, amidst the flickering shadows cast by guttering candles and fading lanterns. The old mouse slumped back in his cushioned chair.
Great soaking seasons! Will you listen to that blinking rain out there? Will it never stop?
Bosie continued playing with his eyes closed.
Och, 'twill cease when it has a mind to, my friend. And nary a moment sooner, I'm thinking.
Outside in the rain-swept cloud at night, across the waterlogged lawns and drooping beds of daffodils, late snowdrops, early periwinkle and purple past blooms, a single, silent, pale light floated in over the threshold wall. It was soon followed by a second. Between them, they slid back the well-greased bar of the main gates. With scarcely a creak, the outer gates opened a mere fraction. That was enough. At ground level and slightly higher up, the eerie lights shimmered in. Half a score of the mysterious flames, undimmed by the downpour. The Whites had come to Redwall Abbey.